Inmaculada Square. This square is the last urban stretch of the French, English, and Northern routes. All pilgrims arriving from the different routes enter this square through the so-called Puerta del Camino. For centuries, pilgrims at their arrival and just before entering the cathedral took off their torn clothes and garments and washed themselves in the old Fons Mirabilis fountain, today located in the cloister, in order to welcome God and become new men. During the Middle Ages, this square burst with activity. Money changers, ready to trade their objects for pilgrims' coins, could be found among merchants of shoes, leather, and spices, and innkeepers offering accommodation to the thousands of pilgrims that arrived to the city. The shell was the most wanted object for pilgrims. It was the symbol of a successfully concluded pilgrimage and a protection object on the way back home, whether natural shells or tin, lead, and silver replicas. Their demand was such that a falsification industry soon originated along the way. Aside from the strict monopoly of the Compostelan greed and the archbishopric, the Inmaculada Square, known as Azabacheria, owes its name to the workshops of the traditional jet carvers. In the nearby arcades, we find the covachuelas, or the shops rented by the archbishopric to the artisans, where still today their jet pieces are sold. Galicia is not precisely a producer of this hard and black material that can be polished and which comes exclusively from Asturias, but centuries of tradition and mastery have made the work of the artisans in this land be far acknowledged. Back in the Middle Ages, their amulets, called figas, consisting on a clenched jet fist used against spell castings, acquired great popularity. The primitive cathedral's north facade today shows Baroque and neoclassical elements, since it was entirely reformed in the 18th century. In the Middle Ages, this facade used to be one of the most beautiful ones in the building. The Codex Calistino, a work compiled around 1139, describes it as the paradise door not only due to its beauty, but also because it represented an iconographic program based on the story of Adam and Eve, the original sin, and redemption.